One of the most notorious figures in Saddam Hussein's regime has evidently been captured by U.S. forces in Iraq. Ali Hassan al-Majid is a cousin of the ousted Iraqi leader. He used to run Iraq's armed forces. For his role in the chemical weapons attacks that killed thousands of Iraqi Kurds in 1988, he became known as Chemical Ali. In April, U.S. and British forces briefly thought that he'd been killed in an airstrike, but later acknowledged that he was still alive and at large. Back in the 1980s and early 1990s, as a Senate Foreign Relations Committee staffer, Peter Galbraith investigated Iraqi attacks against the Kurds. Later, he served as U.S. ambassador to Croatia and is now a professor at the National War College. Ambassador Galbraith, how important a figure is Ali Hassan al-Majid?
In terms of the crimes of the Saddam Hussein regime, he is one of the top two or three major criminals. He was in charge of the Northern Bureau during the Anfal campaign against the Kurds, which included more than 200 chemical weapons attacks, but also involved the systematic destruction of all the villages in Kurdistan and the deportation and execution of tens of thousands of people. He then went on to be the governor of Kuwait during a very brutal 7-month occupation, and after that, he played a key role in putting down the Shiite uprising in March of 1991, an uprising where we now know that upwards of 300,000 people were killed in the months following.
This is someone who you believe should be required to stand trial for crimes against humanity and war crimes.
Absolutely. He is one of the bloodiest figures of the regime, and his crimes are so spectacular. And the moniker Chemical Ali is really a bit like Jack the Ripper. It's one of these things that's likely to live for decades to come.
It takes more than one general, no matter how bloody his hands may be, to gas thousands of people and suppress uprisings very brutally. Are there many other officers who ought to stand trial with him?
He presided over a vast bureaucracy of killing, and in 1991, the Kurds captured a huge documentary record, some 18 tons. They turned those over to me, and I brought them out of Iraq in 1992. But what that documentary record shows was a careful keeping of records. And there were thousands of people who were involved, and clearly those people also have to be held accountable. However, I'd make a distinction between those people who I think appropriately might be tried in Iraq and Ali Hassan al-Majid, who, in my view, would be best tried before an international tribunal.
Back in the days when the U.S. had tilted toward Iraq in the Iraq-Iran war, and the U.S. looked, if not kindly, it tolerated Saddam Hussein, you became very deeply involved in documenting what his regime was doing, at first to the Kurds. And you were the one who, I think, was very early to equate what they were doing with genocide. It must be some satisfaction to you to know that the chief military actor of this has been arrested.
Certainly there is some satisfaction that he's been captured. I'm glad he was captured alive, because I think it's very important to have a trial. There is just overwhelming evidence about his complicity, about his actions, and I think now is the time to bring that out for the entire world.
Ambassador Galbraith, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Peter Galbraith, who is now a professor at the National War College in Washington, D.C.